We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Day one of our broadcast from home experiment. I'm here in Marin.
Oh,
Vinny,
God,
you're down there.
Hold on. Yeah, well, hold on 1 second.
Oh, my goodness. I wonder what's going on. Could it be time for us to find out what Isla likes? Maybe not. Okay.
Is she awake already? Well, it's pretty early.
I don't know. Well, 7 o'clock. Kids get up so damn early. You'd think they'd just sleep and sleep. It's actually starting
okay,
to
I'm back.
Outside.
Sorry.
Okay, great. What do you
I left. There's like a labyrinth of doors through from the kitchen through to the my wife's home office, and I'd left them all open.
Oh,
so I'm now back into what I hope is a quiet place. We'll see.
We'll find out. I actually cannot wait for them to wander in and to listen to you, Dad. It's gonna be fun.
It's not that fun, much fun.
Well,
I'm
not
actually,
for you.
Right.
I mean.
I enjoy that she liked reading a little tag here and there, but as she was like pulling, how many times have you gone to talk to someone, whether, you know, you're doing a broadcast and you put the mic at them and they grab it with their hand and pull it closer to their face and you're like, you just need to talk real quick and then leave. You're not taking over the show.
I'm not handing you a mic. This is not an offer of a seat.
Right. That is what's happening with my daughter as she pulls the mic closer. She's like, I wasn't done. Yeah. Well, this will be
okay.
An interesting struggle.
Don't struggle. Just let it happen. I'd be happy to, you know what? Take a break. I'll just co-host the show with Isla.
I think she'll settle into that nicely.
Yeah. No, I think, there's only one way to find out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anyway, for now, though, I'm ready.
I'll find
for
stories
you.
About American Girl dolls. And
oh, I'm sure that
maybe we'll have a tea party where we all play different roles. And I could play your, I'll be your daddy. All right. Here's how it's going to go, Isla.
In fact, if you saw the picture of my my jailbreak last night, we went out for a little family walk.
Mm-hmm.
The American Girl doll was part of that walk. She
I
being
saw
pushed.
Blair. I saw her. Yeah.
Yes.
I was surprised you didn't tag her, actually.
Anyway.
Does Blair have her own Instagram that people can follow?
No. No, well, she does not.
Right. No. Well, she's not 13 yet, so.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Celebrity Trash is brought to you by the Johnny Mosley Pod. You can find new episodes every Monday. That means today, I think Hooman's on today's episode, mm-hmm. if I'm not mistaken, a little Hooman hijack. You can find that at radio.com, radioalice.com, you know, wherever you get your podcast from. There it is. Johnny texted me last night. He goes, hey, I'm home permanently. Do you want to do more? I go, we're good through a couple weeks, buddy. We've been doing them four at a time. We're good. He's like, yeah, but don't you think we should? I'm like, nope, we're fine. Everything's fine.
Yeah,
let's
that's
all
part
isolate.
Of the problem is he, I mean, you can't do that with him from his house, can you?
Bryn, do you think we could set something up so he could be on from his house?
Yeah,
maybe.
Of course we can with some equipment, right? Yeah, that just takes, as you know, takes
time and money, time and money.
Well,
I don't mean on our show. I mean on his podcast.
Course.
Oh yeah,
right.
From Sarah to Johnny's house can happen. It's just money.
Would you guys, and time, and effort, and you got to get up here. So let's do the celebrity trash.
Yay!
I have, I think I might have two stories that don't have anything to do with coronavirus. Ready?
Yep.
The first one is about Dakota Johnson. That is Melanie Griffith and Don Johnson's daughter. And you might know her from 50 Shades of Grey. She is in a neighbor battle. Neighbor battles, they're not fun. I've been in neighbor battles. Vinny, I think you've been in neighbor battles. I mean, the whole fence thing.
Yeah, you know, most of the time, those things can be worked out if everyone behaves like a grown-up and you don't start insulting each other.
It like, really is. You got to be careful. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, there's... I've been in bad neighbor wars. I've been in just kind of those moments of discomfort, neighbor wars. This is one. You know, you hear about this sometimes. It's like landscaping neighbor wars.
Mm-hmm.
Like people are mad because the roots from your tree are heaving up their patio, or your tree is so tall it's blocking their view, that kind of thing. So she has, this is Dakota Johnson of 50 Shades of Grey. She is battling her neighbors, and she doesn't care who knows, and told them on camera to shove it. They were there. Apparently, Architectural Digest was there at her house. And the house is gorgeous. It's one of those modern, it's like the polished cement floors with warm, like looks like Douglas fir on the walls and doors, and you know, that sort of earth modern. I don't even know how to describe it. So she's
I don't know what you just described. You're saying that there's some, not burlap, but some type of, what is that? What are they? Shiplap?
It is, yeah, shiplap.
Is that what you're saying, Scott?
It's not really. Shiplap usually has kind of a groove between each piece, almost like it was a tongue and groove fitted piece. Although, actually, that's not always true. It does look like shiplap, like what you might see, like on JoJo and... What's his bucket show?
Chip
the games.
And JoJo.
Chip and JoJo. Thank you.
Right.
Thank God you know.
How am I the one getting that?
Because you have to watch that too, obviously. Mm-hmm. So, so the inside of the house is sort of horizontal planking. It's wide. And just from what I'm looking at here, it looks like that really warm, almost reddish orange Douglas fir.
Okay.
So, but it's the house is beautiful. It's that clean, modern, but with, you know, wood and stone, and then it's got this concrete floor. So the house is gorgeous. And what goes with a modern house? Bamboo. And bamboo is, certain types of it can be very, very invasive. It looks like she just has the clumping stuff, the stuff that gets really, you know, as thick as your arm. But it's getting tall. And
isn't that why people plant that stuff?
That's why I planted bamboo.
Right.
Because I wanted it to be tall. So she basically says, bamboo grows so crazy fast. My neighbors on that side are in a war with me about how high the bamboo in the driveway is growing, which is insane because why would I want people to see in my house? So they can just shove it.
Oh boy.
She's super brave. She basically, I guess that she got in another fight with neighbors during a charity event hosted by, Will Ferrell over the towing of her grandfather's truck. She said that she turned into Medusa. Look, we all have a psycho bitch in us. You just have to really tamp that girl down. She says, I'm not a confrontational person. I think I really scared them. I scared myself. At the time, she said she was going to send a cake in the shape of her truck after she lost her mind on these neighbors. But now there's a whole thing with the bamboo. And really, there's not much of a story here. It's just that it has nothing to do with the coronavirus. And in fact, I have one more story.
Hold on. Before you move on, I want to first pat myself on the back because the minute you said her name, I was about to cut you off and go on a total another direction.
Oh.
And I didn't. So good on me.
What did you want to do?
So here's what I wanted to bring up.
Okay.
I watched Knives Out.
Yes.
Last night. I finished it.
What did you think?
I loved it. It's a great movie. It's a really fun movie, and it stars her dad, correct?
Yeah, Don Johnson is one of the...
Is in it, right.
One of the brothers or something. Or
by the way, he looks great. Good surgery.
Yeah, solid surgery. Shiny, a little shiny, but overall...
Look great, and man, what caught me, first of all, the Ben Affleck's new girlfriend is unbelievable
looking. So I'm telling you, I've been in the... You gotta go watch Blade Runner 2049. She is amazing in that movie. I'd never seen her in anything else. I guess she's Cuban, and she was on a Cuban soap opera for for a while, like a big star on
she
that.
She can't be that old, though, right?
No, I mean, no. She looks, to me, she looks 25 years old. I don't know. Her name is Ana de Armas, I believe. Brittany, can you look up how old that chick is?
What was her name again? Ana what?
A-N-A de Armas, D-E. I have it here somewhere.
I got it.
Okay, thank God, because I can't work my computer. I'm telling you, this computer is, I'm holding on by the
skin
of my
teeth. She's 31.
Oh, God, is she really? What? She's a great-looking 31-year-old. She's old.
Anyway, as movies go, I realize I'm not the movie reviewer, but we're all looking for stuff to entertain ourselves with while we're locked down. Knives Out was a fun movie. Worth a rent.
Yeah, totally. I mean, definitely people are looking for a thing. We're all going to be consuming. I mean, this is good news for Netflix. We finally watched Parasite.
Oh, and what did you think?
What a cool movie. Like, I don't know that I would give it best movie, but I thought it was really, I mean, I'm with you. I know exactly what scene you were talking about.
Where I finally quit and went, I'm out of
here. Where you finally
here.
Quit. I've right. So I knew that I should wait. I knew I should keep waiting. I thought that, you know, you hate the family, like those, and it becomes that uncomfortable thing where, oh God, these people are getting themselves in so deep. And then all of a sudden, the front doorbell rings. I'm like, uh-oh. And then the movie's on. I mean, it is what a crazy movie. If you're looking for something, it was much more fun than I thought it was going to be, too. I really thought I'd be depressed by the whole thing. It's actually a comedy in a way.
Parasite is what I thought was good about it. First of all, I stopped watching the first time I watched it because I thought it was awful. Those people
are
awful.
Yeah, you just hate the people, right?
I just don't like them, and I was just bummed and thinking, like, where's this going to go from here? And then it does, in fact, shift gears and go a direction you couldn't have predicted. So for that reason, it's very good. I do still think that you have to suspend. I mean, I was sitting there thinking to myself, Harry Potter's more real than this. The idea that all of this could be happening underneath these people's noses, it doesn't seem possible, right?
Right.
So, I mean, you do have to sort of let it go and just be like, all right, just tell me your story. I'll go with it.
Yeah, that's actually a really good point, because for sure, like, the woman would have to be as daft as you think. And there's just so many things where you're like, that's unlikely. But anyway, so I watched that. That was good. I think I'm going to try and get my kids to watch Jojo Rabbit with me today, because I don't have anything else to do.
That movie is excellent.
No, I keep hearing it's great. I think they need to hear it from someone other than their mom before I'm going to be allowed to make that happen.
I'm sure that they'll come along. There's not much to do.
Yeah, we'll see about that. All right, one more quick thing that isn't coronavirus related. I'll tell you something. Aaron Paul is from Breaking Bad, and he is also in Westworld now. He would be in trouble if he had to broadcast from home, Vinny. He is not a fan of technology. He says that he hasn't owned a computer in over 10 years. He said, it's a blessing and a curse to have data control and data collection. But because of that, I haven't owned a computer in over 10 years. He says he owns a light phone, which just makes calls and texts. It can't store any apps. He says, I'm considering going back to a flip phone, but in the meantime, the light phone makes calls, stores 10 numbers. There's no camera, no texting or email. Oh, no texting. It says both things here. No texting, no emailing. He said lack of technology in his life has helped him reduce his stress. He says, honestly, I feel like I've cracked a code in a way I cannot begin to tell you how much better I feel. I'm 100% less anxious. I have an honest connection, which is what we all used to have. Go ahead.
You know, I would say, I would say this. If I'm not in charge of artists, but on one hand, I would say artists shouldn't be influenced by Twitter and Instagram. And on one hand, you're already admired by the masses, right?
Yep.
So you don't need necessarily people blowing smoke up your skirt. Right. So that's, I mean, maybe you do, but you shouldn't. You already get enough love as it is. The Instagram love is, I mean, at what point can you pull off of that?
Well, and especially at his level, I mean, he doesn't really need any more accolades.
So, it's the negative stuff that also can warp you as well. So I would on one hand, urge any artist to stay off of there for that reason. Like, you don't want anyone affecting your ability to do your art. And I consider that for musicians and more. But then you look at Michael Franti, and he is running a business off of Instagram as well.
Right. I mean, he's someone who uses it. In touch.
Right. And it works. He's good at it. And it's a way for him to stay real. So it's, I guess it's a matter of, are you able to handle it and use it as a good tool? And if you can, great.
And some people really, some people have it down, you know. I was talking to Tommy Igo about this, who is trying to build the same kind of empire. I mean, mm-hmm. he's constantly on there. And he said, basically, you need to be in charge of your page. One bad comment from someone or something snarky or that you don't like, you're curating it. You need to block that person. Like, you need to make sure that it's a safe space for people to share their thoughts and not get attacked by people. You need to read it and moderate the conversation that happens. And I was thinking to myself as he was in it, I'm like, you're kind of mean on there. Like, all his posts are like, you got to do this and you can't do that. And you're like, okay. So it's, people have their own thresholds for it. I mean, I know that every nice comment that we get on text and everywhere, every comment on our pages and our Instagrams, I'm like, oh, that's so nice. And it just rolls off me. It's the one mean comment that is the one that will get you.
Mm-hmm.
And that one's tough. Anyway, so Aaron Paul is not having it. He's just, and that's probably, if that's what works for him, then that's great.
I give him credit. He should, if he can't do his job without being negatively affected by the input, then he shouldn't have the input.
Right. Moving on, I'll make this my last one. Rita Wilson, as you know, the Hanks are quarantined. They're in Australia quarantined, actually. I think it was Tom Hanks who tested positive for the coronavirus. And so I guess because of exposure, they're quarantined together. So she had asked for, she's already bored. So she's like, hey, everybody, help me come up with a Spotify playlist to keep us all occupied. She asked for songs that might relate to isolation, and she's calling. Thank you, Forrest. Thank you, Forrest Whitaker. Forrest Whitaker, thank you very much. She's calling it Quarantine Choruses, although I guess it's one of her followers came up with something called Quarantunes. So,
oh, that's cute.
Yeah, Quarantunes. I like it too. Thank you. So here are some of the suggestions that she got. I'll just read you a few. I like most of this. The Police, Don't Stand So Close to Me, and So Lonely. Simple Minds, Don't You Forget About Me, because I'm alone at my house and you won't be seeing me for a while. Too Much Time on My Hands by Styx. The Lazy Song
so
by
funny.
Bruno.
What's normally, that? Normally, this is where I look to you, wearing the potted up and down, you know?
I know. I know. Actually, we have a whole secret language about how when the music needs to go up and down. Just give it a couple. You know what? We know each other well enough now, Bryn, that we're just going to have to go on instinct, okay?
When you say crank it up, I crank it up. I'm like, I can't hear if you're saying, hey, pot it down now. Pot it down.
Coming in at number 4 on the Quarantunes list. Is Bruno Mars, The Lazy Song, which is a good one.
Oh, I know this. Okay.
Sure you do.
I don't know by name, though.
I'm not sure I know this song. It's called Isolation by John Lennon. Beach Boys, In My Room. That's a great song. Weezer's In the Garage. I actually love In the Garage. Wilson Phillips, Hold On. You don't have to play that one. Dancing with Myself, Billy Idol. People are doing a lot of dancing with themselves. She's got a Tiffany song in here. I think we're alone now. Yikes. And it goes on. Of course, one of the songs that made the list is It's the End of the World as We Know It by REM.
Mm-hmm.
And funny thing about that song, thanks to the pandemic, it has clawed its way to number 72 on the iTunes chart. So that one's happening.
REM has.
Yes.
Wow.
They have a hit single right now. A couple of the other highlights, Madness, Our House, Can't Touch This. MC Hammer. Oh, play the Bjork song. It's Oh So Quiet.
Yeah, let's see which Bjork.
That's a good one.
Oh,
there's a Statler Brothers song. Counting
Who?
Flowers on the Statler Brothers. All right, that's going to do it for the Celebrity Trash. Vincent, you got a tease for me?
Oh,
yes. I'm going to give you, I'm going to offer some suggestions on how to stay entertained during your quarantine after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.